know about bench pressing? It's one of those glamour exercises at the gym. It's an upper body exercise. You stimulate pectorals, deltoids, and triceps. It's an exercise done on the back. You lower the weight to the level of the chest, then you push it back up until the arm is straight, right? However, bench pressing can be bad for you.
And here to talk about it, personal trainer and fitness expert Fairfax Hackley. So why do you say bench pressing is bad?
Well, Veronica, you know, it's a dirty little secret amongst lifters that if you bench press for long periods of time over many years, you're very susceptible to getting either an acute or chronic shoulder injury. It's one of the top three injuries to the upper body caused by weightlifting.
Okay, but, you know, we hear about bench pressing. Everybody's bragging about how much they can bench. So, you know, why do we keep doing it in the gym?
Well, you know, it's funny that you should ask that question. The shoulder is the most unstable joint in the whole body. It's held together by a small complex of muscles, namely four, which comprise the rotator cuff, supraspinatus, intraspinatus, teres minor, and the subscapularis. The damage is due to the stresses that are put on the shoulder complex due to the amount of weight.
So this exercise really has the potential to really, really hurt you. I mean, dangerously so, to the point of being fatal, possibly?
Well, you know, there are a number of injuries and even deaths every year by people getting trapped underneath the bench press, primarily because they use too much weight. They lift alone. They really don't have a spotter. The weight will come down in the wrong position, either hitting, causing a head trauma, or being lodged on the neck. So you really, really need to be careful when you do this exercise.
Now, I have bench pressed before. I'm not bragging about any certain weight, but sometimes if I feel like I have done it right, the rotator cuff is seemingly the spot where you feel it the most, right?
That is correct. And the reason for that is that, as I said before, it's a very unstable joint. There's not a lot of muscle there. Also, if you have very long arms and a narrow torso, you're not fit to really kind of bench press. Good bench pressers have really short arms. They don't have to move the weight a long distance, and that really helps them lift a lot of weight.
What's the right way to bench press?
Well, good bench pressers know that they need to get the anterior deltoid in, which is the front of the shoulders, the triceps, the pecs, and the lats. Also have good leg drive and do not lift your hips off the bench.
One question, there are bench press machines and then there are free weight bench presses. Is either one better than the other?
Well, machines are a step in the right direction as far as safety is concerned, but remember, it's a fixed angle, so it's contingent upon the design of the machine. And so I like to use chest machines to rehab the shoulders because I can adjust the seat accordingly, and I'm not putting my clients at risk.
All right. Thank you so much, Hack.
Thank you for having me.
Personal trainer and fitness expert, Fairfax Hackley.